I am Ruth Prezenzu, 17 years old, senior at Dr. Jorge Alvarez High School.
So, Ruth, what's going through your mind right now as you wait to hear whether you improved your score enough to earn your diploma at the end of this academic year?
Anxious at the tip of my seat because I have worked really hard for the past 12 years of school, and I don't know if I would pass the NECAP since I don't know the material, since I did not have a teacher for geometry and algebra 2.
So is math the section of the test that's holding you up?
Yes.
And what do you mean when you say you didn't have a teacher for geometry or for algebra 2, was it?
Yes. My original teacher was sick, and they never got a certified math teacher to come and teach us.
And what year are we talking about right now?
2013, which was last year, and my sophomore year.
So you're saying that for 2 years in a row, you have not had a regular math teacher?
Yes, until May of last year.
And describe what it's been like. What happened? How did you find out that you didn't pass the first time? And what's the process been like preparing to retake the test?
I was sad when I found out that I did not pass. And I felt like it wasn't really my fault. So I was a little angry at the same time. And I've done the NECAP boot camp, which was in 2012, the summer of 2012. And I did the CCRI classes in the year of 2013, which was last year in the summer.
So just this past summer, you took a course to prepare you for NECAP?
Yes. And I stayed after school for NECAP prep. In advisory, they did NECAP prep. They had packets to do. But for me, I see that they didn't help since it was mostly Algebra 1 that they were teaching. Well, basic math. And I didn't need help with basic math. I needed to know geometry and algebra too.
So what do you think? What do you feel like your chances are of having improved enough to graduate?
Honestly, I don't think I passed the math section since, once again, I didn't know the material. But I tried.
What will you do if it turns out, as you suspect, that you didn't do well enough to earn a diploma?
Well, since they made a new decision with the college waiver, I won't have to worry about it as much since I did get accepted to a 4-year college.
Well, that's great news. Which college will you be going to?
Well, I'm not sure right now because they're all on the table, but I'm thinking about Bay State College in Boston.
There are other opportunities as well?
Yes, there's Newberry, and I'm waiting on URI and RIC.
So were you surprised that you were able to get into schools even though you didn't do well enough on the NECAP to earn a diploma, at least not yet?
No, because I've done really well in school, so I wasn't really worried about my grades, but I was worried about passing the NECAP because that is one of the things that I needed to get a high school diploma.
But how do you feel now that you've gone through all these summer boot camps and doing all these worksheets and all the nervousness, now that you know that, well, you don't really even have to pass?
I feel as if it's not really that it was a waste of time, but I could have used one of the summers that I took for the boot camp. I could have used it for SAT prep. I think if I had the SAT prep, I would have done much better than I did.
Now, Ruth, you're a member of a student activist group called the Providence Student Union, and the group opposes tying test scores to a high school diploma. From your perspective, what is wrong, really, with asking students to show they've mastered some basic concepts before giving out a diploma?
On the standardized test, it's not really basic math. That's what everyone is not seeing. It's not that it's basic, because if it was, I think more students would pass it. But it's math that a lot of us aren't learning in our school, so it's difficult for us to master it in the test. And I think that they should at least try to help us to know the material than trying to give us a test that will ruin our future.
Education Commissioner Deborah Giss says she thinks it's highly unlikely that students would make decisions about applying to college just because they didn't do well on NECAP. And clearly, you're an example of that. You didn't pass the NECAP, but you still applied to college. Based on your experience, do you think Commissioner Gist is right?
I don't think she's right because as of right now, none of my friends have told me that they did not apply for college because of NECAP, but I know for a fact that there are students out there that did not apply for college because of the NECAP, because they feel as if they don't want to waste time writing essays, filling out college applications, and even some colleges have application fees, and they see that it would all be a waste of time if they don't even know the material that's on the test. So they just see, what's the point?
And Ruth, what made you and your friends at Alvarez High School think differently about it? What made you confident that you should still apply to college even though you knew that you were going to need to do some work to get caught up in math and pass the standardized state test?
The reason I personally did it was because I felt I had a little bit more hope. If I didn't pass the NECAP that time, I would find another way to see if I would pass it.
What happens now when you get your score? You know you've gotten into college, so you know you can get a waiver, but has anyone talked to you about what will happen when your scores come?
No, no one has talked to us about anything, really. It's really complicated because we're not even sure if the college waiver is real or if they're just pulling our legs.
So you're doubtful that you might even get the waiver?
Yes, because I don't see the point of them making the NECAP a requirement than having these little shortcuts after to try to cover it up. So I don't know if they're just joking with us or just serious.
And now that you have gotten into college, what are you hoping to study there?
Fashion merchandising.
Well, Ruth Presendue, a senior from Alvarez High School in Providence, thank you so much for speaking with me.
You're welcome.
Education reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant by the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation, and New England Institute of Technology's Center for Technology and Industry.